And 6:06, it is fair and 70 degrees in Tulsa, headed to 86 this afternoon with a slight chance of some rain. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. With the federal government now shut down, here is what you get when you call the HUD field office here in Tulsa.
The federal government's spending authority expired at midnight Monday, September 30th. Therefore, most HUD programs have been temporarily interrupted, and most HUD employees have been told they cannot work.
This government shutdown could even ruin your fishing trip. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Ross Atkins says they're shutting down many of the lake recreation areas.
Closing all of the campgrounds and day use parks, and they should be totally closed by Wednesday.
The shutdown will not impact the operation of dams or the McClellan Kerr Navigation System. A prolonged government shutdown, however, could affect services to low-income Oklahomans. Department of Human Services spokesman Mark Beitler says the agency is planning for the worst, but will continue offering services with cash it has on hand.
Your SNAP benefits, your food stamps, they will continue to arrive, your TANF, whatever services you are receiving right now, everything is still up and running, and we are open for business.
DHS programs are federally funded and work on a reimbursement schedule. Two murders overnight in Tulsa. A locksmith was shot and killed when a customer got into a dispute over a bill at a home near 51st and South Memorial. Meanwhile, a man is shot and killed on the front porch of a home after an argument in the Red Fork area. They are the 49th and 50th homicides this year in Tulsa. Thousands more Oklahomans may soon have health insurance benefits.
That will stretch an already taxed health care system, but still leave many uninsured. Dr. Jerry Clancy, president of OU's Tulsa campus, says the School of Community Medicine is encouraging team-based medicine to give both groups better access to care.
We have primary care physicians and nurse practitioners and nurses and pharmacists and social work all working as a team to try to provide more access into health care services.
Oklahoma did not accept federal funds last year to expand Medicaid. People who qualify for Medicaid don't qualify for insurance exchange subsidies. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Gasoline prices in Tulsa have dropped below $3 a gallon. The prices at the pump fell to $2.99 at most service stations yesterday. The AAA Auto Club predicts prices will drop even more in the coming weeks. A Tulsa bank owes federal regulators $20,000 in fines for charging Hispanic borrowers higher rates on car loans than similar non-Hispanic borrowers. Business owner and Greater Tulsa Hispanic Chamber board member Eduardo Martinez Jr. says it signals a need for immigration reform so that lending decisions can be made solely on credit history.
When people have legal status, they'll be able to obtain a Social Security number. And with that Social Security number, they're going to be able to get a driver's license. They're going to be able to get bank account. A lot of these kids can't transact business with banks, so they do everything in cash.
Calls to executives at People's Bank were not returned. Thanks to a GPS system, a Creek County ambulance is recovered after being stolen in Sopompa. The ambulance was found near Virgin in North Peoria and Tulsa. Authorities speculate that someone took the ambulance for a joyride and then abandoned it. Our weather forecast, a 20% chance of thunderstorms. The strongest storms will be east of Tulsa. We'll have a high today of 86. Tonight, partly cloudy and mild, down to 69 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, a mixture of sun and clouds, all the way to 89 for a high. And on Friday, storm chances late in the evening and a high of 89. National Weather Service radar this morning is showing us no precipitation. Now, at 610, it's fair and 70. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.